Hi there, Booland. This is a sort of two-prong review, really. I just want to talk about my BlackBerry Playbook tablet now, which I've had for around 3.5 weeks or thereabouts, and also just to sort of sum up on owning a tablet and what it's like, really. Okay, so let's go for the BlackBerry first of all. This, as I said a few boos back, is 129 quid for the 64 gig version. Lots of memory for the size. It's being heavily discounted because it's not very popular, but that doesn't bother me because I was merely trying to dip my toe into the idea of buying a tablet, something maybe bigger and better and grander like an iPad in future. Though I do like the BlackBerry, its winning points are its size, nice and easy to hold in the hand for 7.5 inch. Its weight, not too heavy, not too light, feels nice and solid. Heavy, good quality plastic, good quality materials generally. In fact, the whole thing, it just oozes quality. I'm quite impressed by the build and so on. Beautiful screen. Everything sort of worked out of the box. The process is a little bit slower than I expected. It's a bit slower than my phone. It seems to struggle a little bit. But then my phone just sort of zips along and no aggro, really. What I really like about it, it's good for doing stuff like absorbing things like TV, radio, YouTube videos and the like. If you're just consuming media, this thing is actually pretty good. However, it flops down in an area, and this isn't exclusive to the BlackBerry, I think this is exclusive to all tablets, and that failure really is the keyboard. I'm a touch typist, and I'm used to touching keys to start off with, ASDF and so on, the home keys. I can type in that, I can type with my eyes closed, I can type with my head turned around, it doesn't bother me. I find the whole thing about trying to type on a keyboard which essentially doesn't exist to be quite difficult and quite laborious and frustrating, really, even though the BlackBerry's actually got quite good error correction on it, and it's actually got a version of SwiftKey which I use in my phone, and which I like other than swipe. It's my favorite keyboard input device. However, on a tablet it's too big. On a phone you can kind of do it one-handed, on a tablet you can do it one-handed, but you're constantly moving your hand all over the place, and I'm not one of these people that can just thumb type, because as I say, I'm a proper typist. Owning a tablet as a whole, well, I think, I'm generally quite pleased with the BlackBerry overall for the price. I can't really knock it. I'm not sure I'd go into buying another tablet, because I think the whole idea is sort of a bit overrated. I can't really get too excited about it as a computer, as a reception device. Yeah, fine. But as a computer, I'd want to use it every day. Well, because of the keyboard and because of the slowness of the processor, if I was going to go for something small and cute and actually usable, I might go for something like a MacBook Air or another Ultrabook in the future, but they are quite pricey considering. So I think for the time being, I'm going to stick to my nippy but rather heavy, old-fashioned style 15.5-inch laptop. Which I bought 6 months ago as a nice little Acer. Okay, that's got its own little issues, but overall, the ergonomics of actually having a laptop versus a tablet will go in favour of the laptop, despite its weight and power pack issues and battery life and so on. But overall, I'm going to give the BlackBerry, for the price of 129 quid, I'm going to give it about 8 out of 10. But only a tablet, possibly not for the future, even with, say, a decent and expensive one like an iPad. I'm just not really sold on the idea, especially. Anyway, that's just my halfpence worth. That's about it. Thanks for listening. Bye.